Morning, morning, lekker man, dankie dat julle my hier.
Ek wou nou net vra, hoe is die Afrikaans?
My Afrikaans is baie lekker.
How are you with early mornings? Are you okay? You're a morning person?
I'm good, yes I am actually, okay. Yes, even when I'm not working, I'm up at, believe it or not, 4:30. So
great,
ek
great.
Ek is 'n regte boer.
Seizing the day. So there are three notable South African projects that you've done over the last couple of years. There's Griekwastad, there's Silverton Siege, and then the upcoming series Ludic that I want to chat to you about in a little bit, where you play the title role. Which has been your favorite so far, if you can?
Ooh, out of the three, I think Ludic, just simply because it's a six one-hour series. So whenever you have more time, you just literally have more time to develop the characters and the story and the intrigue. And the scripts were so good on Ludic, but they're all, you know, it's like having kids. They're all your favorites. Griekwastad was lovely. We made that in Hopefield, about an hour from Cape Town. And, of course, Silverton Siege was shot in Pretoria just towards the end of COVID. So, yeah, they're all special. You look at them and you remember the crew and the people you worked with and the good times you had.
Now, my biggest association with you is The Mummy. I mean, that's when I think your name blew up internationally. And everybody was like, oh, and we were very proud of the fact that that's one of us. You know, playing this fantastic role opposite Brendan Fraser. But what are you most recognized for when you just kind of walk the streets in South Africa? What's the thing that people most associate you with?
Probably The Mummy, I think so. Especially if my head is shaved. If my head is shaved and my hair's really short, then I'm doomed. I mean, it's like a shining dome, and people run to you across from the courtyard in the mall, and they tell you how sick they are of your face because their kids watch the movie on three times on a Saturday and four times on a Sunday, and they don't ever want to see your bald head again. So probably The Mummy, and of course in South Africa the Buti movies were huge too. So yeah, probably those.
And
two,
in the States,
In the States, The Mummy for sure.
Is that
The Mummy for sure. Yeah.
There are some instances you sometimes hear from celebrities, and people come up to them, whether it's at a restaurant or maybe it's on the red carpet, and they say, oh, I loved you in X, Y, and Z. Mm. And it actually, in fact, was not you.
That's right.
It was somebody else. And, different people react to those situations differently. Has that ever happened to you where somebody's confused you for another actor?
Yes, of course. It doesn't always happen, but it does happen. And I always, whoever they confuse me with, whether it's Billy Zane or Kevin Costner, whoever.
Kevin Costner, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I've gotten Kevin Costner.
I loved you in Tin Cup.
Then I just sort of go with it. I just go, oh, thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed making the movie and I'm glad you liked it.
You accept the compliment.
Yeah. I never try and correct them because it's going to be too, it's just going to confuse them. It's just going to, just going to linger at my table for another 5 minutes. So I just say, no, thank you very much. I'm glad you liked the movie. And they take a picture and then, they'll discover it four days later.
When they show their friends and their friends go, that's not Billy Zane.
Yeah, that's not Will Smith.
Daai ou het gelieg. Ja. Wie is daai ou?